look like a vagrant, you smell rather fragrant, quite out of place on Baron's Court Station. There's blood on your coat, is no one going to notice? You look a bit scary, I'd better be wary. Wrinkling his hooter, a passing commuter pauses beside you, but he hasn't spied you. He's smiling at me, he gives me 23p and hurries to his train. That's really a big stain. Perhaps someone hit you, perhaps a dog bit you, but somehow I doubt it. There's something about it that makes me uneasy. I start to feel queasy. You notice me staring at what you are wearing. There's blood on your cuffs and your fingerless gloves, and there's shock and surprise in your guilt-ridden eyes. Then they seem to go dead while you lift up your head. I'll be honest, it chilled me. I thought you might kill me. I picked up my takings, my fingers were shaking. I tried to look breezy, but that wasn't easy. I mustered a smile, I said, back in a while, I'm in need of a snack. Well, I never went back. I met up with Steve in a pub in the evening, and over some ale I related the tale. Why, it must have been gloss or some ketchup, of course, and I felt pretty daft, and both of us laughed. I glanced at the TV, and later on Stevie said I turned as pale as my India pale ale was. There on the screen was the man that I'd seen, 'cause he'd murdered someone. He's now on the